Welcome back to another episode of the Rookie and the Vet podcast. We've got a great episode in store for you today.
Yeah, we do, Nick. We have an exciting topic to talk about today. What happens when things change in your business or in your personal life, and how that affects your business, whether you started off as a single operator of your business and then you add new people to it, or maybe family circumstances. Maybe you get married, or maybe you have a family or have a child and things like that, and how all those dynamics change how things happen with your business and with your life. Our guest today is a friend of mine that I've known for a long time, phenomenal wedding planner, does a great job in helping people with their events. And she's just been somebody that I've always looked up to from that standpoint, her work ethic and everything. And so I think she's going to be able to help have some great insight today on this topic. Her name is Katie Turchik. And Katie, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. I'm so excited to talk about all the topics that you just spoke about and kind of just dive in.
Yeah, so let's maybe start off with the professional side of things, right? So I think all of us, all three of us, when we started our business, as it was just us, and I think everybody goes into this thought process of when you start your business that you want to grow and you want to add people to it, and it sounds exciting, and it's like, hey, that might be the only way to really make more money, because especially from our standpoint, when it comes to the event industry, our inventory, if you will, are dates on the calendar. And once you've filled up those dates on the calendar yourself, the only other option you have is to charge more money or to add more people to the service or the product that you provide people.
And one thing that I've noticed in myself is I'm wearing multiple hats, being the only person still, as my company is very young. So I have to do the editing, the filming, the shooting, all of the back end stuff. You know, it's a lot of hats that you're wearing, and it actually can get very difficult.
Yeah, and I think that's something that people don't really realize when they first go into business, is that all of these different hats, as you mentioned, have to be worn by somebody. Yeah. And it's just compounding more and more and more time you have to commit to your business in order for all of those things to happen. Well, Katie, we're going to bring you in. Tell us maybe a little baseline of yourself, how you got into the industry, things like that, and then we'll kind of dive into your story a little bit.
Okay, awesome. I actually have been a planner in weddings and events for 15 years. I went to school for this, kind of. I have a degree in interior design, but I quickly got thrown into hospitality management, so I have a double major. So I've been actually doing this since college. My first internship was in weddings and events in Vermont, so that's where I kind of did my first stint in weddings, and then I knew I loved it and didn't want to leave. And I moved back to Ohio, worked for the Football Hall of Fame for about 2 years. So I did weddings at the Football Hall of Fame, but also enshrinement parties. So Warren Moon and John Madden's enshrinement parties. So we did huge parties, no budgets. So, wow. I mean, literally no budgets. So that was very different to go into the industry here in Florida when I moved here, and to worry about budgets, because you're not planning NFL players' parties anymore.
Right.
So I moved to Florida 13 years ago. And I worked in hotels as a director of catering. And then about 8 years ago, I decided that I wanted to venture off and do my own thing. And I started coastal coordinating.
So when you started coastal coordinating, was basically just you, sole operator, kind of, as Nick said earlier, just wearing all the hats and doing everything necessary to day-to-day keep the business going.
Absolutely. It was just me and a couple other girls in a very part-time capacity. With being a planner, you bring an assistant, because there's two people on my team that are always at every event. So I think that is one of the things that helped us evolve into more coordinators, because as someone worked for me as an assistant for 6 months, they were ready to plan their own events, do their own thing, and they wanted more challenge. So that's how I organically grew into more people, because I didn't want to lose the girls that were working for me that were awesome, and they were ready to do their own thing too.
Yeah, I think as business owners, we all face that challenge, especially in the event industry. It's a very creative industry, and everybody within the industry kind of has this sense, sometimes not like in a really, really bad way, but kind of has this sense that I can do it better, or if I did it, I would do it this way. And so it becomes a huge challenge as somebody who is an owner to have good people that can continue to work with you because of that. And it's understandable. We get why they do it.
I mean, one thing for myself that I notice is working for under other people, like I've been a second shooter and video editor for some other people in the industry, and they have their ways of doing things, and that's fine, but I can see how like another person would want to kind of venture off and kind of do things their own way, per se.
that's one of the biggest challenges, is trying to keep people happy with working with you, with the process that you have as a business. What are maybe some other challenges, Kate, that you've seen throughout your career of having people work for you, and the really struggles that come with having people work with you or underneath you, I should say?
I think being a business owner, you have to make your employees happy too. And it's not only pay, it's time off. And sometimes in this industry, they're working a lot of nights and weekends. So that is something that's hard to keep people happy with sometimes. But we try to let them work from home and give them their own schedules to give them a lot of benefits to this position as well. You know, people think that they want to do this and then they get married and realize they don't want to work weekends anymore. So I think that's a challenge. And, you know, being a woman, and honestly, coordinators are mostly women, not always.
Sure, absolutely.
They decide to have children. So that's another challenge, is, you know, bringing in families into this. And then I think also, you know, people want to do their own things as well. So you do train someone, and sometimes they do want to go off on their own. But the majority of time, they want to come back. I hate to say that, because it's hard. I work a lot.
Yeah, I think a lot of times people see the end goal. We talk about this a lot on our podcast. People see the end goal and don't necessarily understand the journey that it takes to get to that end goal. And then once they dive into that journey, they realize, hey, maybe it wasn't so bad just kind of having somebody have me go do the work. And when I'm done doing the work, pay me the money. Sometimes they realize that that's not so bad after all, right?
And I will say that as I've been in business for a legitimate business for about 5.5-6 months now, I can say that it is sometimes easier. You do catch yourself having those thoughts like, oh, it would be easier to kind of go to that 9-to-5 corporate position. You know what I mean? Because you work, one quote that I thought was incredible was entrepreneurs work 80 hours for themselves instead of 40 hours for somebody else. So I notice you end up working a little bit more, but it is in turn for yourself.
Yeah, and it's rewarding. I mean, I think working for yourself, not only financially, but you know that it's yours.
Yes.
You know that you built this,
right,
and that it's your product and your brand. So I think that's very rewarding too. And I think with us, we try to reward and become a team, where it's not just Katie, it's Coastal Coordinating. So it's not just me, and my girls are just as great as me, and I train them to be that way. So I think that's something that when you are building a team, you have to realize it's not you, it's everyone.
Yeah.
And we kind of create that team atmosphere, and I try to give them those opportunities.
It's a great point. Yeah.
Yeah. I think like for us, I know when we started adding people to our staff, one of the challenges that I had was understanding that not everybody is at the same place a lot of times where you are, definitely, and then within themselves they're not necessarily at the same place. So you may have people that are really gung-ho about doing this and they want to work every weekend and they're so excited and they're ready to rock and roll, and then you have some people that are kind of like, listen, this is just a part-time job for me, I love doing it, I love the opportunity for you to let me work for you, but that's really where it stops for me. Like, I don't really want to go beyond that. And as the owner, sometimes that's kind of hard to accept, because you love this so much and you're so passionate about this. And you're like, man, if they could only see what I see. But at the end of the day, that's okay. And I think that's a growth process that as an owner of a business, you have to be willing to go through and understand the value of.
Absolutely. I think that's a great point. And I think that we do need people that do want to do it all the time. And then you need people that just want to do it part-time, because there are seasons in this business too. I think like every business, there's always seasons, but we are definitely in one of the crazy seasons. So it's nice to have those people that want to pick up. Brooke, who has worked for me for 4 years, she's an amazing coordinator. I'd love to have her on staff the whole time, but she is a teacher and that's her love, but she also loves wedding planning. So it's a good balance.
If you have a good understanding with the people that are on your staff as to, again, as I mentioned, kind of where they stand in things, then it helps the whole process work a lot better. It reduces the amount of frustration and stress that you have as an owner. And just like dealing with anything else in life, we have to understand that each different person has responsibilities at home. Most of them are working part-time, so this is a part-time job to them. This is not their full-time commitment, and so they're trying to balance that. And then if they have a family, then they've got to find time to dedicate that time to their family. So as a business owner, if you have people that are working for you, or if you're thinking about adding people to your staff, this is something to really think about, is not letting your desire for them to be so committed to your business outweigh all the other things going on in their lives.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think having mutual expectation is important with your employees. I wouldn't know anything about that yet, but I can tell as somebody who I've been, you know, I've worked under a few people, having that expectation is very important.
Agreed. Having that open door too with your employees is helpful, because if the schedule's not working for someone, or taking this many weddings on in that month is not working for them, I'd rather them tell me and let's readjust instead of them be unhappy.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more on the side of somebody who is maybe looking to work with a company, just some suggestions and tips that we can give them to really think about as they start that process and make sure they start off on the right foot and maximize their opportunity. So you're listening to the Rookie and the Vet podcast. We'll be right back.
Drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and I get it up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up.
Before the break, we were talking about the balance of being an owner and having people start to come into your company and the challenges and also advantages that have that come along with that. One of the things we want to kind of maybe dive into a little bit is flip that up for a second, and let's talk about if you're somebody who's interested in getting into, we'll talk about the event industry because that's what we're all in, but I think any industry, this is applicable when you're new, when you're fresh, and maybe it's a thing where you don't go to college and get a degree for. Maybe you're just fresh out of high school, or you're just fledgling around. You're trying to figure out what you want to do in life, and you see wedding planning, and you're like, oh, that's great. Or maybe you had a friend who got married, and you, quote unquote, helped them plan the wedding, and now all of a sudden you want to be a wedding planner. Like, there's a lot more that goes into just that quick understanding. And so maybe, Katie, just give us some insight on your thoughts as far as some advantages to really take the time to, if you're not going to go to college and get a degree in something, the advantage of taking the time to work with somebody or work with a company that's established before you try to step out on your own.
You have to, I think. I can't imagine starting my own business not having the foundation in this area. There's been so many things at an event in general that have happened that if I did not have the experience from working for someone before or knowing people in the industry, I don't know how I would have survived that event, to be honest with you. Great example. We had a videographer not show up for a wedding day. Like, literally, we confirm the day before, he's coming. We confirm the day of, he's coming, doesn't show up. So we had the ability to call 10 other videographers that we know because they've worked with us. We work with them all the time. And if I was just new, I wouldn't know who to call. I would have to go through the internet and just Google videographer and just hope that this would work.
I can also kind of add on to that. If I haven't had the opportunity to kind of work under some of the people that I have in the industry, I think I would be in a completely different space. And I've actually learned through doing second shooting and editing for other videographers, because it's just experience that, for example, I was editing a video for a videographer here in Jacksonville, and I could see in the video, like, oh man, I would have made that mistake. Had I been doing this myself, oh man, I would have made that mistake. So I could kind of learn that way as well. So also very valuable.
Yeah, I think if people are willing to take the time to learn, everybody's in such a hurry to make money, make money, make money. But in all reality, the quick money doesn't always outweigh the long term and the longevity of being able to be within this industry, because this is an industry of people that either like you or don't like you. And if they don't like you, you're not going to last. And most of the time, the reasons why people don't like somebody who comes into the event industry is because they come in acting like they know everything, acting like nobody can tell them anything. And they haven't even worked 2 events yet. You know what I mean? Like, we always talk about, you haven't even really started to do this unless you've worked 10,000 hours. Like, that's a lot of time, but that really starts to help you establish pros and cons of how you should go about doing the job. It helps you see things, like you mentioned, Katie, see things that, what happens if somebody doesn't show up? Do you know what to do? An inexperienced person is not going to know the answer to that.
It's true. I mean, There is not a wedding that something doesn't happen as a coordinator where I'm like, okay, I have to think on my feet, not let anyone know that this is happening and fix it. I think it was a year ago. It's actually a personal friend of mine's wedding too. It was downtown Orlando. First time in almost 15 years that I didn't know how I would fix a problem. So as, you know, working for other companies, other people, I have been able to kind of, you know, use my quick thinking problem solving skills. But I was downtown Orlando and the electricity went out.
Uh-oh, I've been there. I've had that happen.
The whole city. There's nothing you can do. I mean, I can fix a lot of things, but I can't fix electricity. But in saying that, you have to realize that there are going to be 10 things that happen in one day. You can't show that you're concerned about it. You can't show that you're stressing about it. You just got to figure out a way to make it work and not let anyone know that it's not working that way.
Sure, there's always that anomaly person that just can handle anything and make anything work, but it's few and far between. And so what we're really trying to help people understand is it's okay to build that foundation before you go out on your own. You have plenty of time to do that. You have plenty of time to establish yourself and say to the world, hey, I'm here, look at me. And you have a better chance of having a successful career within anything you get into if you just take time to build that foundation first.
And one of the things that I think about often is, you know, when you're coming out of college with a four-year degree, most of the time in your senior year, you are either having an internship or you're shadowing somebody else. I know my girlfriend in Texas, she's student teaching for an entire year before she goes, or a semester before she goes and actually teaches. So this is almost like that internship where you kind of work under some other people and gain the experience you need.
Yeah, I think part of the challenges that you find are that in this industry, outside of maybe the wedding planning side of things, there's not too many places where you can really get a degree. Like, you can't really get a degree in DJing. You know what I mean? Like, there are educational opportunities out there, but there's no legitimate degree that you can get. So I think a lot of times that part of the process and the path that somebody goes through is missed and overlooked because it's really just not available. So I think it's really important as leaders within the industry to continue to keep letting people know that it's okay to do that. Nobody's going to look at you any differently if you take a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years to work under somebody like Katie, who is super professional, totally understands what she's doing, and is willing to help girls or even guys if they want to get into this, want to help people be better because she understands and we understand that if you're better at doing this, the whole industry wins. Not just you, the whole industry wins and your clients win because you've learned how to do it the right way.
Absolutely. And I think that also one thing that I do is I get several emails a week from someone that's either in college or moved here and they want to be a wedding planner. I tell them, absolutely, let me come shadow with me for a day. So I have shadowing opportunities where they can come shadow an event and make sure that it's even something that they like, because 8 times out of 10, that person emails me afterwards and said, look, I love what you do, but it's not what I thought it was. And it's not what I want to do. So it's very different than the wedding planner movie and things like that. So I always give that opportunity to come shadow because I think you don't realize how much is involved sometimes.
Yeah. We talk about it often. Instagram and social media, it shows all the glitz and glamour and the beauty of what we all do, but the real hard work and the real behind the scenes work and all the challenges that come along with what we do, nobody ever sees that on social media. There's not a reality TV show about that. So I think that's a great idea, is to go and shadow somebody who's already doing it before you even commit yourself to doing it. Really know what you're getting yourself into before you even get started.
Yeah, I mean, great points all around. And I mean, pretty much nailed it on the head. I mean, you should be trying to get experience. You know, one thing that I kind of maybe feel like I jumped the gun a little bit with my own company, but now that I'm kind of like backtracking and starting to say, all right, well, there are opportunities for secondhand work and stuff like that. So I found a lot of value in being able to do that.
Yeah, you're a perfect example, Nick, of somebody who realized early on in their business that maybe there are still some things that I need to learn. Yeah. Maybe there are still some foundational things that I need to get in place before I really, really get going. And luckily you hadn't moved so far in that you were like, if you were in the pool, you're not so far in the deep water that now you can't get out of it. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I think continual learning too in this industry is important. there are so many different trends and so many different things that come about through weddings. So I think also we have to take into effect that we still need to continue to learn different things too.
Yeah, absolutely. And then think about, again, we're talking about being a business owner here and wearing a bunch of different hats. So now think about what Katie just said, all the different nuances and the new trends and new things that happen. Well, that applies to the actual event itself. That applies to how you market and advertise your business. Those trends change all the time as well. That applies to how you hire people. That applies to every aspect of what you do. And so that continual learning is something that has to fall in place in all of those different areas. You just can't learn how to be, in my case, a better DJ, or you can't just learn how to be a better wedding planner. You really have to learn all the different aspects of it.
100%. I mean, it's learning, growing, working as teams, and new people are always coming in this industry, as you know. So it's even working and teaching with them too, in regards to the industry and how we work.
All right, guys, we'll be right back in just a moment. We're going to talk more with Katie about bringing on new people, changes in your lives, all the different things that may evolve for you as you go throughout your business. We'll be right back. Stay tuned next week for part two with our interview with Katie Turchin.